Archbishop Tutu discussed his career transformation from an Anglican priest to one of the founders of democracy in South Africa with John Allen, his friend and author of the book Rabble Rouser for Peace, the authorized biography of Desmond Tutu. Tutu says he did not start out wanting to be a civil rights leader.
I didn't at first think there was anything wrong with how things were organized. This is how things are, and so you got to accepting it. It was my exposure to other people which began to move the shades from my eyes, and I could then begin to see that this wasn't right.
Allen describes meeting Tutu as a journalist in 1976 and perceiving him as a man who could unite all South Africans.
The passionate intensity with which he spoke was so attractive to me as a journalist. And then the other side was the compassion and the reaching out to white South Africans. He had this extraordinary capacity to reach out and to try to communicate with white South Africans.
Tutu says his strategy for galvanizing South Africans against apartheid was simple.
It was fairly straightforward. One of the things we had to do was to seek to establish a moral position. The second was maintaining the morale of our people, telling our people your cause is a just cause. This is, in fact, a moral universe. We are going to win.
Tutu drew a parallel between the African-American struggle for freedom in the United States and South Africa.
It's like what happened here in the time of slavery, when you had the spirituals, people believing fervently freedom was coming. It might not come in their lifetime, but it was coming. The faith community sustained the hope of the people. They knew that we were in a struggle, and you say to them, obviously in a struggle, there are casualties.
Allen says the nonviolent tactics Tutu employed were brave and difficult, but ultimately successful.
People who calling pacifists weak, it's not the case. Actually, you go into confrontation, you confront violent people without weapons, and your confrontation draws out their violence, as it did in Birmingham with the dogs and as it did in South Africa with the dogs. And that worked beautifully in Cape Town in those few months. It was called the Defiance Campaign. The police violence, which was normally confined to black townships, was exported into the city. There was a particular evening in which the Anglican Cathedral went to a judge to seek an order to stop the police from beating people up indiscriminately on the streets. Well, the police lawyer had considerable difficulty in persuading the judge not to grant the order when the judge's own clerk had been beaten up on the way to court to hear the case that evening.
In 1984, Tutu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end apartheid in South Africa. 2 years later, he became the first black Anglican archbishop in South Africa. Tutu and Allen discussed Tutu's life and Allen's book before a crowd of 700 at New York's historic Trinity Church on Wall Street. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.